Well, kia ora, everyone.
Good morning. I'm Timothy McMichael, and I work for Presbyterian Support Northern. As Tony said earlier, I head up the what is a relatively new family court service, and it's just an absolute pleasure this morning to be here today. The title of my sermon is Putting Children at the Heart of Family Separation Services, and this really goes to the core of everything that we're trying to achieve at Family Works Northern. Children have and always should be at the centre of family life. And the first reading that we've just heard, which I'm actually going to repeat from Mark chapter 10, verses 13 to 16, speaks of the little children and Jesus. People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these children. Truly, I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them. And at Family Works Northern, we follow these ideals, taking children safely and putting them in the arms of the Lord, whilst we work with the parents, and sometimes the children as well, to ensure that when our work is complete, these children are able to thrive, develop, grow, and ultimately become loving, resourced, and resourceful members of our communities. Now, we all know that children thrive best in happy, well-functioning families. But we also know that nowadays, there are all kinds of differing families, including mixed families, step families, blended families. It's something we do, I think, very effectively in New Zealand. But often separating and separated mums and dads and other family members, grandparents, aunties and uncles, need some extra help, some extra professional help when trying to make arrangements for day-to-day care issues. Maybe when a mum and dad are recently separated and they just can't agree maybe on where the children are going to live, how much time with mum, how much time with dad, maybe which school they go to, which church they're going to go to, sometimes which kind of religion they're going to follow, and the many, many other aspects of how children are entitled to live their lives every day of the year here in New Zealand. So this is where the Family Works Resolution Service comes in. As Tony was saying, 4 years ago here in New Zealand, the family court underwent a significant change, the first real big change since the family court was created 34 years ago, back in 1980. And at the centre of these massive changes was the creation of something called Family Dispute Resolution, also known as FDR, or Family Mediation. So where we in Presbyterian Support Northern got involved was that back in 2013, the board of Presbyterian Support Northern made the really brave decision to become involved in this piece of work. And now, 4 years on in 2017, not only in our region here in the Upper North Island, but actually across the whole of Aotearoa, New Zealand, and overseas in Australia, Presbyterian Support Northern are recognised already as the organisation providing perhaps the highest quality family mediation services for children in New Zealand, which is quite wonderful. And we've even made a video. In fact, we've made two videos. And with your permission, what I'm now going to do is to show you this very brief 5-minute video explaining how we, at Presbyterian Support Northern, support separating and separated mums and dads and other family members. And what I should say is, you know, we're a charity, we're part of, you know, the Northern Presbytery, there's an important connection there. So we made this video in-house, so I think it speaks to the values of probably those original Presbyterians, you know, 140 years ago when Donald Macpherson first made his trip from Scotland down to, I think it was originally the South Island. So hopefully the very best of those Presbyterian values are still clear in the way that we work with families, and I guess always wanting to be careful of how we spend the dollars. So we made the video ourselves rather than getting a professional company, but it does speak, I think, to our values. So we're going to show the video, and then I've got a little bit more to say after that. So thank you very much indeed.
If you're separating or have separated and need help making day-to-day care arrangements for your children, FamilyWorks can help. At FamilyWorks, we've been serving your community for more than 130 years, displaying professionalism and a heart to improve the lives of people like you and me. Every day, we're putting the needs of children and their families at the centre of the services we deliver.
Back in 2014, the Family Court introduced a range of new services designed to make it easier, quicker, and more affordable than ever before to get the right kind of help at the right time, and central to these services was something called family dispute resolution, often referred to as FDR or family mediation.
Now, the Family Court has made family mediation even faster to access, and with more products and services to help mums and dads reach even better, longer lasting agreements. Where appropriate, we can even meet with your children to make sure their thoughts and feelings are properly understood too.
Accessing FDR is free, and your first one-on-one meeting with a family mediator will also be free. After that, if you have to self-fund, the government has fixed the cost at about $450 per person, which is significantly less than you would ever need to pay if you consulted a lawyer and ended up going to the family court in person. The first thing to do is to speak with one of our helpful and friendly service coordinators who will talk you through the process of registering your dispute. We'll collect some basic information about you and your circumstances and let you know if you are likely to get public funding. We'll also give you more information and answer any other general questions you may have. You'll need to allow between 15 and 20 minutes for this phone conversation.
Next, you'll have a free one-on-one meeting by phone or video with one of our family mediators. This meeting is booked at the end of your first call to us, so you'll know we're immediately working on your case. This meeting typically lasts around 30 minutes. You'll be asked to describe your situation in more detail, as it's our legal responsibility to make sure both you and what you're wanting can be supplied by our service. Once we've been able to go through a similar process with any other parties, case progresses. If, for whatever reason, FDR isn't right for you, we'll tell you where you need to go to get the right help.
Next, you'll be offered a confidential coaching session, usually over the phone. Coaching is great as it gives you an opportunity to talk about some of your fears and concerns about going into a family mediation environment, which may be stressful, upsetting, or even open up bad, painful old memories for you. People who have had coaching tell us it really helps them dispel those unhelpful thinking patterns and to get some good skills in place so that when you go into your family mediation meeting, you can really focus on getting the best outcomes for your family.
The final step is to attend your family mediation meetings. In most cases, you'll sit in the same room as the person or people with whom you have the dispute. Sometimes, parties will sit in separate rooms, and the family mediator will walk between rooms, helping everyone come to agreements about what is best for their children. Occasionally, family members will be in separate locations altogether and will use a Skype, video, or phone connection. This works really well when one parent or caregiver has moved to another part of the country or is overseas. Our job is to create a safe space so that our skilled family mediators can help you come up with the very best outcomes for your children. During these meetings, it may be decided to appoint a child consultant from FamilyWorks to meet with your children, usually separately, so their thoughts and feelings can be communicated back to their mum and dad, who are going through family mediation. However, it's important to note that children will never have to attend any family mediation meetings.
At the end of the final family mediation meeting, you'll be given a document stating what has been agreed. This will be signed by everyone present, and a few days afterwards you'll also be sent a form which you can take along to the family court should you need any further help or support after the conclusion of your family dispute resolution.
We hope this information is helpful
and it gives you the confidence that a family mediation with Family Works is of the highest quality. We always put your children at the centre of our family mediation process.
We'll progress your case quickly, and in most cases you'll be having a family mediation meeting within 4 weeks of first contacting us.
Please contact us on 0800 737 6583 or online at resolution.org.nz and let us help you help your children.
So hopefully watching that video gave you a little bit of an idea of what we can do when we're wanting to support separating and separated families. And I think it's really important to say that people sometimes think that if they're accessing family court services, it's about just a mum and a dad. But I think it's really important to get the message across that, particularly here in New Zealand, whether we're talking about an established population, a new migrant population coming in, or older migrant populations who are well established here, grandparents particularly play a really important role in supporting families thrive well. And we know nowadays that more and more people are having to go out to work, both mums and dads, so the shape and size of the traditional nuclear family is changing, and grandparents do play a really important role. And so if grandparents have concerns around what's happening for their grandchildren, if aunties and uncles have concerns around the way that their nephews and nieces are being brought up, all these family whānau members are able to participate in this new family court scheme. And I think it's really good to recognise that New Zealand is saying that it's not just about a dad and a mum, that children thrive best in any kind of family, whether it's about same-sex parents, grandparents, aunties, uncles, other family members who are supporting children to thrive and grow, to be able to make the very best of themselves. And all those people can access this new court service. But I think it's also relevant, bearing in mind where I am this morning here in Auckland at the Chinese Presbyterian Church, to recognise that here in Auckland, our city is made up of many, many rich and diverse communities. And our Chinese communities here especially, whether established over many years or from our relatively recently arrived migrant communities, also need help and support, but sometimes a slightly different kind of help and support when navigating the New Zealand family court system. And a Presbyterian Support Northern, our Family Works Resolution Service, has become really skilled at working with our Chinese communities, understanding the sensitivity needed when supporting angry, hurting, separated family members. So we are able to provide all our family mediation services, not only in English and, of course, Māori, but also in Cantonese and Mandarin. We've got family court mediators who can speak Cantonese and Mandarin, and when we don't have a bilingual family mediator available, what we actually do at Presbyterian Support Northern, we use the Mandarin and Cantonese translation services that are based in Counties Manukau, DHB. On our website, which you'll have seen the details of at the end of the video, resolution.org.nz, we've also got another couple of smaller videos, one in Cantonese, one in Mandarin. We've also got videos in Hindi, Urdu, Samoan, Fijian, New Zealand Sign Language. And we think this is really important, that the Presbyterian Support Northern, that we're getting the message out there that here in Auckland particularly, our services are available across our entire community so that everyone can receive the right kind of help that they need at the right time. And anyone can go online or use your mobile device to watch those videos at a time when it's going to be safe and private for people to be able to access this kind of information. We recognise that when a mum and dad are thinking of separating, typically one person has been thinking about this for quite a long time, and the other party may have no idea that something is about to happen. So it's really important when people are at their most vulnerable that they're able to access information in a safe way. Now, Nathan earlier read from what was our second reading from the book of Psalms, Psalms 127. And I just want to reflect on the fact that it tells people to remember that it was God who saved their cities from enemies. Psalm 127 went on to say that God had given them everything that was valuable to them, safety, houses, food, children, and peace. It was God who let them work hard to build houses. It was God who let them do the other things that are referred to in the psalm. And that's what we're trying to do with the Family Works Resolution Service, to create a house strong and protected so that families can thrive better, thrive more safely at a really difficult time. So thank you everyone this morning. I want to say please go well and safely back to your families when you leave the church after morning tea. And ensure that all those that you love and all those that you care for know how they can help keep their children safe at a time of change. So please remember to tell your loved ones that they can get that right help at the right time with the love of God and from the Family Works Resolution Service. So God bless and bye-bye and thank you.